Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Matthew chapter 28, reading from verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The title of our message is The Name of Jesus. The scripture we read in Matthew 28, verse 18 says, And Jesus came and spake unto his disciples, saying to them, that all power is given to him in heaven and in earth. Therefore, they should go in his name and baptized in any nations, that they should baptize them in the name, not names, name, singular. Which name? The name of Jesus. That they should baptize them in the name of Jesus. That the name of Jesus is the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That is his name. That's why when Isaiah prophesied of him, he said that a child is born, unto us a son is given. And this Son of God is the everlasting Father. He is that heavenly Father. Which he says, pray to this Father, in whose name, in my name, and he will answer you. Call him by his name. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Who? The Lord Jesus is that Holy Spirit that spoke unto his prophets. That the Spirit of Christ was in all the prophets, testifying of his coming and of his sufferings. That he is coming to reveal to us in flesh and blood. So the prophet said that the God of heaven would come. He came in the Son, in the express image of his person. And that's why he said the Word was made flesh. The Word he gave to man became flesh according to the scriptures. Everything concerning God is in this name. And so that people can be baptized into him. That is, they will enter him, he will enter them. That the true God enter us by Christ, by Jesus. And that when this Jesus enter you, he enter as that everlasting Father. That's why he says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I will be your Father, you'll be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Who said so? The God of the scriptures. Says, come out from idolatries, come out from falsehood, and turn to the living God. I am the living God. Who came? Jesus. He showed up and to give us understanding, and that he is that true God. He told Philip, have I been so long a time with you, Philip, and you don't know me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. I am that everlasting Father. I am that God you are to know, that this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. There's not another. And Jesus Christ in whom he came, that God was in the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself, that he came to purge our sins by himself. What sin? The blindness. Not knowing him. So he came to give us this knowledge so that we will know him and then we will be in him. that eternal life is to know him, the only true God. And that when we have known him, he says we are free indeed. That he came to set us free by his son. If we have the son, we have the father. And it is only through the son we can come to the father. That this father is a spirit. God is a spirit. And this God who is a spirit gave us the Holy Bible. Now, he says, he has put his name on this word. He has given him a name. Wherefore, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. So that's what he's telling the disciples. They should go in his name, in his authority. That's what the Apostle Peter said, there is no other name. None given among men, whereby we can be saved, except the name of Jesus, the name of the God of the Holy Bible. And all other gods are forgeries, they are lies. But he is the true God. And he created all mankind. And then he's come to bring us to himself, to that God that created us. He said he was in the Word. This Word was made by him. The Word knew him not. He came to his own Israelites, whom he gave the word by Moses. The Israelites did not receive him. But today, he says, anywhere in this world, anyone receive the truth of the preaching of this Bible, the same he gives power, gives the right to become children of God. He is that power giver. He is that son giver. That once you receive him, he gives you his spirit. The spirit of the Son of God will enter you. Then you begin to cry, Abba, Father. Christ is that Father, our everlasting Father, that in Adam or die. Adam was never the everlasting Father. Adam was just flesh and blood. But Christ is the everlasting Father, the one that came from heaven, the Word of God. So he came to give us understanding that he created Adam. He created all mankind. Who? The Word. That by the Word of the Lord were the heavens made. That this word of God, you cannot see the speaker. The only way you can see him and relate with him is through his express image, his expression, that he expressed himself fully in the Holy Scriptures. Look at what he said in Hebrews chapter 1, reading from verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. See, God himself was speaking in the past to his own through the prophets. The prophets were his mouth speaking on earth unto men. The Spirit himself would say to his servants, the prophet, then the prophet would say, thus saith the Lord. In verse 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. He said, which of the angels did God say, this is my son? That this Son of God has inherited everything concerning God. He has inherited the name of God. That through inheritance, he got the name. That it is God that gave his name to Christ, to the Word of God. And that this Word of God is whom he is calling his Son. And that it is this Son he gave authority, all authority. That's why his Son came and said, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. That God has given all authority to the Holy Bible. His government is superior to any human government. And so that's why he said, at his name, every knee should bow. That when we hear the name of Jesus, that's the name of the Holy Bible, that we should bow to his saying, to his word, to his rule. For God had appointed him to be the king overall. And that none of the angels did he put in the seat of power. That it is the scripture that God put in the seat of power. That's why the angel told John, don't worship me, worship the word. That the testimony of the word of God, or the testimony of Jesus, is the spirit of prophecy. We are his servants to bring this truth. That all the scriptures came by angelic disposition. But he says that none of the angels, he says, sit at my right hand. No, they were ministering spirits. They are his servants. That's why he said he will give his angels charge over him. That God has appointed Christ, the Word, the Holy Bible, to be the King both in heaven and on earth. That's why you hear that forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. He is the one that cast out Satan from heaven by the word of their testimony. They overcame the dragon and all his evil spirits. And so today he's saying he had come to give us the word. And so that through this word we'll be free from every foul spirit. How? When we know him. That's why he said baptizing them. He's not just telling, putting somebody into water. No, he says you baptize all of us into the word, into the Holy Bible, and let the Bible enter you. Then when he enters you as Jesus, then you are free indeed. You are free from not knowing God. You now know him. And that he has inherited this name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead, saith the scriptures. God has given everything to the Bible. So that when we turn to the scriptures, he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that we should not look for another. Our heart should not run to something else. Like he told Moses, he said, bring all of them to the rock and speak to the rock, he shall give them water. Then they will understand that he's living. He said that rock that followed them was Christ. But Moses made a mistake. He wants us to understand that his word is living. That's why he called it that rock. If anyone fall on it, it shall be broken. And if he fall on everyone, he'll grind that system to powder. That he's talking of his word. That this word of God is the king. He is the Lord that will take over the kingdoms of mankind. That his government has no end. He's set to increase. The rulership of the Bible is set to increase. He will rule from coast to coast, from one end of the earth to another. And that God has set him on the seat of power. And therefore, he gave him this name. What name? The name of God. And that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Both in heaven and on earth and beneath. And that this name of Jesus is not an ordinary name. He's the name of the Almighty God. The name which he came to save us with. This name, he said, is full of power. He is full of favor. He is full of everything you can ask for. That God has loaded this name by himself. He has, when you say he inherited everything, he's telling you everything. See what he says in John chapter 16. Reading from verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. He says he has many things to say to them, to his disciples. Say they cannot take it, they can't understand. But when the Spirit comes, when the understanding comes, that they know that God is preaching, that he came preaching the word, the Holy Bible to them, then they will then understand. In that he will take that Spirit that is coming upon them, will take these creatures, the Holy Bible, and begin to expand it to them so that they will understand the Scriptures. That all the Father has belong to the Scriptures. That the Scriptures has inherited God. That is, he is the true God. That the God of the Bible is the true God. We are to bow to him. He did so to save us. He doesn't want us to be looking for God. He is. That's why he said anyone that comes to him must believe that he is. He is what? He is God. He is the Father. He is the Son. He is the Holy Spirit. That once you come to the Son of God, you have come to the Father. Once you come to the Son of God, you have come to the Holy Spirit. That it is he that was speaking to his servants, the prophet. He is that Holy Spirit that spoke to Saul of Tarsus when he was threatening to kill his disciples. And he says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And then Saul said, who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus. That is his name. And that the world will see Jesus. That Jesus is coming. He said he will come in the glory of his Father and the holy angels. That God has glorified his Son. He said we beheld his glory. The Apostle John wrote. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth. He wrote this in 1 John chapter 2. In verse 22 and 23. Who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledge the Son hath the Father also. Are you hearing? He said, who is the Antichrist? The one who denied that Jesus that came is the Christ. Is that God with us? And whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. Because he is the Father, the everlasting Father. He that acknowledge the Son also acknowledge the Father, has the Father. Because the Son is that Father. The everlasting Father, the Son of God that came from heaven, the Lord is our everlasting Father, is the undiable Father, he is the Father of spirits that dieth not, and that he came to show us his name so that when we call on him, we call on him in truth. Like when someone will call you, he will call you by your name. He cannot be calling you by another person's name. No one yet responds to somebody else's name. We all respond to our name. What name? The one name you have, which is the name of your spirit, soul, and body. They are not names, just one. Your spirit answers to that name. Your body answers to that name. Your soul answers to that name. Your mind answers to that name. He says that God answers to this name. How do you gain access to this God? By his express image. How do they gain access to your name? Through your body. That this is the body. Say, this is my body. Take it. They did not understand what he was saying. They was talking of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. That man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That he has given him a name. So that when we say Jesus, we are calling on the God of the world. Our mind is not turned to vain imagination. He said, don't make a graven image. Our mind is turned to this express image of God. That's why he's in the commandment. That you should not make one. that this one that God expressed himself by, he came by himself. That none of the word in the Bible came privately. It came through the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. That God manifested himself in the Bible. And so this is the express image of his person. And he says, when we come to the scriptures, we have come to that God. That true God. And he is Jesus whom he sent. The word that was made flesh. That anyone that denies that Jesus is the Christ, the same is the Antichrist. The same is anti the word of God. Because there's not another word that is coming other than he that came. See what he said to them in John chapter 5, reading from verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. You see that many are searching the scriptures. They don't come to him. They don't come to the scriptures. That has coming to the living stone. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Verse 41. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Are you hearing? He said he came in the name of his Father. What was his name? Jesus. That's the name of the Father. He says, you will not receive me. For there's no other name greater than this name. That he came in the name of his Father. And that he knows they don't have the love of God in them. What love of God? He said, if you love me, keep my word. My Father will love you. You will become our dwelling place. Who, through the Spirit, will be dwelling in your heart. You will know me. You will have knowledge of me. They will be spiritually minded. Mindful of the word of God. And so he says that he is come to give us understanding of the Holy Scriptures. That these Holy Scriptures is the testimony of God. That if we believe the testimony of man, the testimony of God is greater. That it is God that testified this word. This is not the word of John. This is not the word of Moses. This is not the word of Elijah. This is not the word of Isaiah nor Jeremiah. He said, I received no testimony from man. God gave testimony of me. Look at it in 1 John chapter 5, from verse 9 to 12. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. How do we have the Son of God in our heart? The knowledge of him. The knowledge of his word. That the word of God is the Son of God. That this is the record. That God has given us eternal life. This eternal life is in his Son. Who? In the scriptures. That he that received him, as many as receive him, he gives them this life. That he was sent to give eternal life. That the Father has empowered the scriptures to give us eternal life. And that this is the eternal life he gives. He gives the knowledge of the true God unto man. That he is that true God. And eternal life whom God has sent. Anyone that has the word of God abiding in him has the life. He will not see death, Jesus says. Because he has the living. That's why he says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life. Are you written in the book of life? You are in him, he's in you. In who? In this book. Jesus says, if you abide in this book and this book abide in you, you shall ask what you will, it shall be done unto you. And so he's saying to us that he came to give us this name so that when you pray to God, you pray to God in the name of Jesus. Then God will hear you. Call upon the name of the Lord. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He will answer them. The question came, how can they call on whom they have not believed? How can they believe on whom they have not heard? How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? That's why he's preaching to us. John the Baptist came preaching. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus came to Galilee preaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of the Holy Bible. He said, enter him, let him enter you, for he shall rule forever. And that he is that king appointed by God to rule. How does he rule? He does not rule like men. He rules in our heart. He said, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my way. I will rule you for good. He will rule over everything in your life. That his reign is peace. He said, he will not allow the son of the wicked to fall on you or the reign of the wicked one. That the rod of the wicked cannot rest on that one that's turned to him. You have his spirit. He says the spirit of Christ is the spirit of prophecy, the testimony of him. Abraham has the testimony of the word. He preached it to Isaac. Isaac preached it to Jacob. That's how to have him. That's why he said, he that believe God has the witness in himself. That's why he could say, I'm the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, God of those who have received this testimony of God. Who know that his coming is Abraham saw my days and he rejoiced. And he saw that the Bible shall rule this world. And he believed it. Though he has not seen it, he believed. Though Isaac did not see it, he believed. Then he said, you, if you also believe, you will enter. For he is that Jesus. That God says, at his name, every knee shall bow. That all the kingdoms of this world has become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. Who is that Christ? This Bible. That is planted by God on earth. It is his kingdom. He's calling the kingdom of God. The kingdom of the word. He says we should repent and turn to him. That God has given this record himself. And heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my words cannot pass away. It must be fulfilled. And that it is this name he said they should baptize people into. That's why all his servants, the apostles, were baptizing in the name of Jesus. Peter baptized in the name of Jesus. You go to the book of Acts. Paul, baptized in the name of Jesus. Philip, baptized the Ethiopian eunuch in the name of Jesus. So that they will know that it is Jesus they have received. That he has come to baptize all into one Christ. That as many as are baptized into Christ has put on Christ. By one baptism. By this name. That everyone will know him. From the least to the greatest. That when you say Jesus, all those who are baptized into Jesus know Jesus. Those who are not baptized are outside. They say outside are dogs. But those who are baptized know Jesus. For that is the whole essence. He came to baptize us into him. Into his dwelling place. That my servants are with me forever. They will not depart because he that brought you to him is greater than all. That I have other sheep I must bring into this one fold. What fold? The fold of the Holy Bible. So that there will be one shepherd, the Spirit that gave us this Bible, and this one fold of this Bible. That everyone that have the Spirit of Christ belong to Christ. But he said, if you don't have the Spirit of this Bible, we don't belong to Christ. Because it is this Spirit, he said, I will give you the Spirit of the Word. He will put upon the sons and daughters, and they shall prophesy. That he came for this baptism. And then he gave them authority. So it is, please be baptized in this name. How? By receiving him. When you believe, you'll be baptized. You'll be saved. They say we should repent and believe the gospel. The gospel of the Holy Bible is preached to us. That it is the Bible that God is preaching. that this Bible came from God, and he came to save us by him. We will not find another God. This is our God forever. He will be our guide to the end. He said, blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. That if the Lord be your God, you are free. No other thing can lord over you. You are free indeed. And so the Lord has brought us to the reign of Christ, the reign of the King of Peace. Say, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, because you are under a different government, the government of heaven. You are a child of God. He says of his increase of his government, there's no end. That is why he says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He wants to bring us into his kingdom. The reign of God is the word of God upon you. He says he will put a separation by his word. He separated them in the old time by his word. He's a conscious God. He knows who are his who have come to him. You are blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.